Right, Tom, would you like to identify yourself, please?
Okay, I'm Tom Delaney from Litton iTech Optical Systems in Lexington, Massachusetts, in the United States. Now, what I'm here for is I'm representing three companies, my own iTech, GDE Systems of San Diego, California, and Orbital Sciences Corporation from Virginia area near Washington, D.C. And with the three companies are preparing to launch a commercial remote sensing system that is better than any system that's ever been launched commercially today.
Okay. Good evening, Tom. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you, Rennie. I'm glad to be here, Mr. Rennie.
Okay. In the United States, there's been three well-known, quite well-known companies that have just recently merged. What were they?
Well, the three companies, we actually didn't merge. We're forming a new company. The three companies are going to remain in place, but we're going to form one new company that will produce a commercial remote sensing system. And those three companies will be the providers of the hardware and the software to support that new company.
Uh-huh. And the three companies are?
The three companies are Litton, iTech Optical Systems. iTech is a division of Litton, and our expertise is making highly precise optical systems. So we make cameras for use in space, aircraft. Our cameras landed on Mars, went around the moon, and now we want to use this same kind of technology for commercial imaging systems.
I remember way back in the 1970s you had a proposal for making the mirror for the Hubble Space Telescope and that sort of thing, didn't you?
Okay, we did not make the mirror for the Hubble Space Telescope, however.
Thank heavens.
yes, that's right, thank heavens. But we did participate in.
Well, actually, maybe that was not quite the right thing to say. Maybe if you had, it would have been better.
it would have been better. But what really happened is that we did make the compensating mirrors that have helped to fix the Hubble Space Telescope.
Right.
So we didn't do it the first time, but we did help do it right the second time.
Okay, and the other company that's there is Orbital Sciences.
Orbital Sciences is the company that pioneered small launch rocket technology. They built the Pegasus launch vehicle, which is a rocket. It was done commercially. It's launched from under the belly of an aircraft, and it puts up small satellites into orbit, into low orbit. They also make spacecraft. That's the vehicle to which our camera would be attached. So they're on our team to do the launch vehicle, which will be the rocket, and the spacecraft system.
Okay, and the third company that's been combining here?
The third company is GDE Systems Incorporated of San Diego. GDE Systems used to be part of General Dynamics. General Dynamics, a couple years ago, sold off parts of their operation, and a group of people, about 1,200 of them, split off and formed their own company, which is GDE Systems, and they make mapping equipment and soft copy workstations, much as like CAD-CAM systems for making maps from images. They make those stations for the United States Defense Mapping Agency, and also they make them commercially, and they're marketed right here in Australia through Leica Incorporated as a commercial outfit.
Okay, so I can see that a joining forces of these three companies would cover pretty well getting a satellite up there, making the satellite itself, making the optical systems for it, and using the data from it.
Yes, and you're right. The three companies have very good synergy, very little overlap, but we do lack something, which is what I'm here for. I'm here in Australia trying to promote this activity and looking for entrepreneurs, businesses, and government alliances to be our representative to receive and sell this imagery and make useful products such as maps from it within Australia and, in fact, the whole Australasian area.
Okay, let's just backtrack. The imagery we're talking about is imagery from a new satellite that your company's proposing.
That's right. The imagery is going to be what we call 1 meter resolution imagery. Now, that's 10 times better than anything that can be bought commercially now. The SPOT satellite has imagery which is 10 meter resolution. So you can see houses, you can see roads. With our imagery, you'll be able to see automobiles, and you'll be able to make maps that are accordingly much more precise than you can make from SPOT satellite imagery.
Now, the SPOT system is quite expensive, and the data from it is, quite frankly, quite expensive too, isn't it? How will your satellite compare? Will it be a low-cost system or one of the megabuck systems?
Our system itself, because of the, another reason why we formed this three-company alliance, is because we're small companies, relatively small companies, that know how to do things inexpensively. So our idea is to put together a relatively low-cost system, and therefore our products will be lower cost than others, including the French. Even though the French is subsidized, their price of an image is high. Ours is going to have much more value and still be lower cost on a apples-to-apples comparison basis with the SPOT imagery, and for that matter, with airplane imagery.
Okay. How high will the satellite be placed in orbit?
This will be about 700 kilometers high. Mm. It will come over an area about three times in a day. And you'll be able to, one of the key features is you'll be able to see any point, revisit any point on the ground every 2 days. This is because our camera can point forward and backward and roll to the left and to the right.
Uh-huh. So you better get stereo imagery and stuff like that.
We will get stereo imagery because we are able to point fore and aft.
Okay. And when you're looking towards launching?
Our launch is going to be the first part of January of 1997.
Okay. And as you mentioned, the data will be available to people worldwide.
Yes, it will be available, but a distributor within Australia would have exclusive rights to selling that imagery in Australia and throughout the world. Anything that came in its region, they have the exclusive rights to sell.
Okay. And the end user, what will they use the data for?
The end user is going to use this data to, the basic thrust is for the geographic information systems, which is to provide an image map on which can be layered other information such as street layouts, utility designs, the demographics of an area, what kind of people live in what area, what businesses are in what areas, remote sensing for environmental control, environmental purposes, as well as resource exploration. And that's a key feature for the nation of Australia, to have resource exploration.
Now, when remote sensing systems were first put up, they were, of course, owned by the government. In the case of the United States Landsat system, that was run by simply the government. And again, in France, the system there was initially developed by the French government, the SPOT system, but later given over to SPOT Image. And now in the United States, EOSAT is running the thing. But still, the main finance in both those systems still comes from the respective governments. Is that going to be the case with ISAT, or will this be a totally private venture?
Well, the iGLASS system is going to be a totally private venture. It's going to be licensed by the United States Department of Commerce, but there are still a few hang-ups within the United States government on authorizing satellite systems which will be so good. So there, even though that we have a law, the Land Remote Sensing Act of 1992, there are still regulations which have to be developed to enable us to produce the kind of imagery and take it and sell it where we want to within the United States or within the world. And that's the one remaining issue that we still have to cross over and satisfy before we enter into this venture.
I see. Because the law that you referred to, one of them, is that the military don't want systems which can see too much detail, do they?
No, that's the key. But
we have to face it these days that we really do have a kind of an open skies policy. There aren't that many enemies left around, that, and the technology is available throughout the world, both the French, the Russians, and now the South Africans.
Continuing with Tom Delaney. Tom, the military, of course, have long opposed civilian systems which can see fine detail, but haven't they become irrelevant these days?
Well, the fact that the government does have systems, all governments, or many of them, have systems that can produce better resolution than we're planning, enables them to do their job. Our job is one that's different. It's for civil purposes, it's for the remote sensing tasks that I talked to beforehand, and since it's within the global state of the art, it's really doesn't impact the military, and it's really a civil system, not a military system.
And I believe the news media may be interested in the satellite as well.
Yes, this would be very valuable for monitoring and reporting things like natural disasters, the recent earthquake in Los Angeles, hurricanes, any kind of natural disasters, and or good news stories such as the marriage of the emperor in Japan, and to be able to show photographs of the crowds. These would be newsworthy events that could be photographed from a satellite.
You could actually see, you wouldn't see the individual people, but you'd see simply the mass of the crowds.
You could see the mass of the crowds.
And perhaps the police would be interested in that too, for crowd size estimation?
Those things could be worked out as well.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Tom.
Well, thank you for having me, and it's a privilege to be in Australia. I've been here, it's my second time. I'm looking forward to some successful business here and be back many times.
Well, we hope you enjoy the rest of your visit here.
Thank you.